Chad Butler, known as Pimp C, died in a Los Angeles hotel room. The LA County Coroner's Office ruled the rapper's death accidental and attributed to a combination of
apnea and syrup. And we know that syrup on the streets usually has codeine.
Absolutely. We have a problem now with the cough syrup epidemic.
He rolled up, asked him what he was sipping on. Said lean. You wanna hit it, dog? That's the same stuff Weezy sipping, huh? And tons of other rappers that be spitting hard. Yep, he had five a bone. Then went and passed him that styrofoam. The Easter Pink heard a rhyme before. Finally got to see what all the hype was on. And then he took a sip, sitting in the Lincoln, thinking he was pipping as he listened to the system. Little did he know that it was just as addictive as bass. Not the kind of hit from the kick drum. Hot box, let the bass bump. Take it to the face, gulp. Months later, the use went up, and every blunt was accompanied by the pink stuff. But goddamn, he loved that feeling. Purple rain coated in the throat, just so healing. Medicine alleviate the sickness, liquid to fix him. It comes with the cost. Wake up, cold sweat, scratching, itching, trying to escape the skin that barely fit him. Gone, get another bottle just to get a couple swallows. Headed towards the bottom, couldn't get off it. Didn't even think he had a problem, though he couldn't sleep without getting nauseous. Room spinning, thinking he might have sipped just a little bit too much of that cough syrup. His eyelids closed shut. Sat back in the chair clutching that cup. Girlfriend came and a couple hours later said his name shook him, but he never got up. He never got up. He never got up. We live on the cusp of death, thinking that it won't be us. It won't be us. It won't be us. It won't be us. Nah, it won't be us. Just wanted to act like them. He just wanted to rap like him. Us as rappers underestimate the power and the effects that we have on these kids. Blunt past, ash in the tin, pack being pushed, harassed by the feds. The fact of it is, most people that rap like this talking about some shit they haven't lived. Surprise, you know the drill. Trapped in a box, decline record sales. Follow the formula, violence, drugs, and sex sells. So we try to sound like someone else. This is not Californication. There's no way to glorify this pavement. Syrup, Percocet, and an eighth a day will leave you broke, depressed, and emotionally vacant. Despite how little Wayne lives, it's not conducive to being creative. And I know cause he's my favorite. And I know cause I was off that same mix. Rationalize the shit that I try after I listen to Dedication. But he's an alien, I'd sip that shit, pass out and play PlayStation. Months later I'm in the same place, no music made, feeling like a failure. And trust me, it's not dope to be 25 and move back to your parents' basement. I seen my people's dreams die, I seen what they can be denied. And weed's not a drug that's denial. Groundhog Day life repeat each time. I seen Oxycontin take three lives. I grew up with them, we used to cheat dimes. I seen cocaine bring out the demons inside. Cheating in line, friendship cease, no peace in the mind. Stealing and take anything to fix the pieces inside. Broken, hopeless, headed nowhere. Only motivation for what the dealer's supplying. That rush, that drug, that dope. Those pills, that crumb, that roach. Thinking I will never do that, not that drug. Growing up, nobody ever does. Until you're stuck, looking in the mirror like I can't believe what I become. Swore I was gonna be someone, and growing up everyone always does. We sell our dreams and our potential to escape through that buzz. Just keep me up, Hollywood, here we come.
Very strong addictive qualities, pills and syrups and whatnot. So
is it changing the music?
I can only speak for myself personally. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We had been taking down, toning down the content of certain things in the music lately. My new album, of course, probably won't have any references to cough syrup in it. But it's a little bit more than the music. I think it's going to start affecting the personal lives of a lot of artists and people.